Ah, Europe. The romance, the enchantment. I had always envied those college kids that, after graduation, spent the entire summer backpacking around Europe. I finally got my chance to do it when I was in my mid-20s. I was somewhere in the 1980s. Anyway, I bought a Eurail pass, put some things in a bag, and I let my fancy take me where I would for only about 3 weeks. I had this rough itinerary. I would be hitting Amsterdam, Berlin, and Paris. Ah, Amsterdam. How could you not help but get high in that city? I mean, all you had to do, really, is to breathe the air. The quaint cafes, the picturesque canals. Ah, those curious display windows with the live mannequins. Some of them even showing you their Heinekens. Well, I never saw those, but I did spend my birthday at a quaint cafe. And on the way back to the Hans Brinker Hostel, I got terribly lost, and it was a bad neighborhood. Two guys came to greet me. It was an interesting greeting. One had a chokehold on me, and the other one put a knife to my side. They meant business. Thought about jumping in the canal, but I didn't relish the idea of doing a dog paddle 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, they went through my pockets. I didn't sleep a wink that night. I went to report it to a local police office. And if any of you were familiar with Barney Miller, this was a crazy office. Everyone was in plain clothes, long hair, beards, mustaches. I told my sorrowful story. They started to make fun of me. Then this fellow, I remember him with a big teardrop mustache. He put his arm around me and said, "Listen, the $200 you lost, you're never going to get that back, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But look, be cool, you know, you're here. You're just starting your vacation. You have your passport, and you don't have a hole in your side. So go and have fun." You know, I took his words to heart, and I just did. I ran over to the Rembrandt House and the ultramodern Van Gogh Museum, and even did a paddle boat on a canal. And as I was walking off the curb, I stepped off badly, and my left ankle swelled up 3 times its normal size. So all of my plans were dashed in an instant. I spent a couple of other days in Amsterdam. I had to buy a cane, of course. I went to a few places, a few towns in Germany, Salzburg, but I was really, with each day that passed, the pain lessened in my ankle. And by the time I reached my final destination, Paris, I could discard my cane entirely. And now I was ready for some real commando tourism. It had been pent up, you know. So Paris, the city of light. The Place pour l'amour, Montmartre, magnifique, Le Louvre, formidable. It was getting late, dusk, and rush hour, and I decided it would be really nice to go and see the Champs-Élysées all lit up. So I went to the metro, and as the car stopped in front of me, for some reason I had my hand on the outer door, and when it retracted, it took my hand into the housing. My eyes went wide. I couldn't get my hand out. My fellow passengers, their eyes bore holes in me. No one coming to my assistance. It was like a Ralph Cramden moment. Hamina, hamina, hamina. Anyway, the operator of the car finally had to come down and release my arm. We weren't going anywhere until that door closed. And so he... Well, the paperwork needed to be filled out. So he took me up to the compartment, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is great. Look at this, a front row seat of the Paris Metro. How awesome. So we get in the compartment. He sits me down. We start to go. I black out. I hit my head on the steel floor. Yes, concussion. The next thing I remember, I am being transported on a gurney. into an ambulance, and I'm going to be taken to the American hospital in Paris. But as luck would have it, and I needed luck, anyway, our route took us down the Champs-Élysées. It was nighttime. And as there's a big circle, as we were going around the circle where the Arc de Triomphe sits, a tear came to my eye. It wasn't from pain. It was just so romantic. But if only I could be sharing it with someone that meant something to me. I mean, the paramedic, that was nice, but... And here I was strapped to this gurney, and maybe if I could see it, but not through the window of an ambulance. So, got to the hospital. Now, remember, I had been running around Paris. I needed a shave. I was disheveled. I had ripped my pants, my jeans. When I was in Montmartre, I looked a mess. Well, for whatever reason, the Scottish doctor who triaged me just thought I was wanted a handout or a meal I was a malingerer. I don't know what you would call it. So he had very little patience with me. Meanwhile, I had waves of nausea. But there was a sympathetic middle-aged Filipino nurse who took pity on me. Yes, I was famished, and she went to a vending machine in the hospital and got me one of these nice little sandwiches, you know, one piece of meat, two pieces of bread. I was so thankful. I took a bite. It tasted moldy. After what I had been through, I ate it anyway. Well, what I learned from all of this, a wise philosopher once said, that which does not destroy does not kill, but it may maim or psychologically scar. In any case, it makes good material for a story. Thank you very much.